From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Kelly Ritchie. It's an amazing solo performance from Kelly, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Oh, I've been lied to, run down the road. I picked myself up, boys, learned some things I didn't need to know. Well, I've cried my tears, one thing I learned, Lord, under the blues, Lord, they don't lie. I've had good days, Lord, I've had bad. I've run off good fortune, like to word my poor self a man. Well, I cried my tears, one thing I learned, Lord, under the blues, Lord, they don't lie. Problem. Good God, I've been working on for years. Well, I've cried my tears. One thing I learned, Lord, under the blues, Lord, they don't lie.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker and I'll be hosting this evening's program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 16th broadcast season and tonight is show number 577. How about that? And tonight we are so pleased to present a night of great live music with Kelly Ritchie. Born in Lexington, Kentucky, but living in Cincinnati since 2000, Kelly Ritchie began playing guitar at the age of 15. Listed among the top 100 gifted guitarists by the esteemed online True Fire community, Kelly frequently draws comparisons to, not surprisingly, guitar icons like Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix. Kelly has played over 4,000 shows, logged a mind-boggling 1 million road miles and counting, and released 16 albums on her private label, Sweet Lucy Records. Her reputation as a master guitarist and singer-songwriter is well-earned. We are so glad to have her with us tonight, and you here with us tonight, for this quiet acoustic evening of music with Kelly Ritchie.
But your loving's too much, talking all over town. My baby's putting it down. You're talking all over town. There's loving around. Stoned by your kisses, drunk by your touch. Crazy about your loving, but your loving's too much. But your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love, but your love is too much. Crazy about your love and too much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Kelly Ritchie. Here's Brad.
If you're just joining us, it's great to have you all here. And Kelly, so great to have you with us tonight.
It's
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of shows like this where you are playing on your own and, you know, back with some sort of pre-stuff?
Yes, actually, I started downsizing and coming off the road a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I've made some big shifts in my life. I've done this for so long. I got to the point to where I wasn't having any fun because the road's a really hard place to exist. It's a hard place to build community, to have family. So I'd been feeling the pull of coming off the road constantly. And so I disbanded this last year. I sold my house for 17 years, bought a condo, gave every stick of furniture away, including my tour van, so I couldn't go back out on the road, and bought this amazing condo and gutted it, and it's a perfect tiny house. So I moved from like 1,600 square feet down to 800 square feet. I've fallen in love with music again. And I've been doing the looping thing on and off for about going on eight years now. This is really where I'm starting a new career. Not that I'll never have a band again or play, I'm sure that I will. There's just a whole lot of ambient stuff that I'm wanting to do, mixed in with blues and rock and acoustic. And so I'm on a new journey. I'm still teaching guitar. I've done that for, over 35 years. This Christmas Eve, it will be 40 years ago that I got my first guitar. This is kind of my present to myself to really re-embrace music and take it a different angle.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Sometimes there's things that you want to do and circumstances finally just kind of push you into it. You know, I was holding on to things out of fear of making a change, and the change has been the best thing that I've ever done, and I'm playing more music now. Because when I was with the band, I spent more time booking and driving and, you know, just everything. Music was the last thing that I got to do. You know, this is a very welcomed switch. Yeah. I grew up in the bluegrass, and this is what I call bluegrass music.
Prior to the time that you picked up your first instrument. So when you were a young person, maybe early in your middle school years, were you already at that point in time showing some interest in music and in playing?
Yes, I was. And the reason I look out in the audience, because a friend of mine, we were friends in junior high school. She was Kelly McCoy at the time. Roller skating. I lived at the roller skating rink. I used to roller skate like I played guitar. I've always loved music. I grew up playing piano. I used to go next door and play my neighbor's drums. And finally, he gave them to me. He's like, why don't you take these home?
Your first instrument, then?
Play them. Yeah. I think he got tired of hearing them. I was probably 14 at that point. I set them up in my bedroom. My dad said, Kelly, if you get rid of those drums, I'll buy you anything you want. And I said, well, I want a guitar. I want an electric guitar. And so for Christmas, my dad, he worked at Sears. He got me a Sears guitar and a little 3-watt amp. You know, I hit my first power chord and the amp bounced across the floor. And I went through 3 of those in 3 months. My parents thought, well, I think she's going to do this. I mean, they fell apart. The tuning keys fell off. The knobs fell off. And so they got me a nice starter guitar. I started taking guitar lessons from Eddie Beckley. And that was the father of these two twins that were my friends, Kevin and Kaylin. We used to go skating together. And they used to always talk about their dad playing gigs. I'm like, what's a gig? So I started with Eddie. And the first thing he said to me as I walked in with my Kiss records is... He wasn't a Kiss fan, is girls can't play guitar.
Really?
Yeah, because at that time they didn't. I didn't know about, you know, Sister Rosetta Thorpe. And, you know, I just didn't know my history at that time. But by and large, besides Bonnie Raitt, and Hart, Nancy Wilson, who wasn't an electric player, really, he was right. He had a point. And he knew that if I was going to be taken seriously, I was going to really have to work. So I practiced 12 to 16 hours a day. You couldn't pry it out of my hands. I'd take it to school with me, my amp and guitar, and they disconnected most of the outlets.
So you weren't interested in acoustic guitar. You really wanted to do electric.
Once I got called into the office after I knew I'd pushed it just a little bit too far when we locked one of the teachers out and I put on a concert. I went to the office that next day with an acoustic guitar that I ran out and bought, and I said, I've got an idea. I said, I've got this acoustic guitar, and this won't hurt anything, and this is my peace offering. And so I carried that around from that point forward, at least at school, for the most part. You wanna rock?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kelly Ritchie, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of Kelly Ritchie after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.